going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and our special guest, the president of RIDC, Don Smith, who you can see on our live stream at our KDK YouTube page. Don, even since the last time we've talked, we've added YouTube, so now you can be seen worldwide. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I really enjoyed Pittsburgh Business Times posted a great retrospective of RIDC's 70-year history. And I would imagine for you, on the precipice of this deal with U.S. Steel and Nippon and the huge investment into the Mon Valley, you're feeling pretty good right now.
Well, it's certainly good news, Larry. And I think, that kind of investment in facilities and jobs in our region is really critical. And I would say, we're just starting on this. So we've got the announcement, we've got the deal done. But we need to work as a region to maximize that investment and make sure that it brings those jobs and also, connects the suppliers and other companies that can benefit from their presence.
And what is the status right now of the Nippon Steel relationship with U.S. Steel? What little I've read would seem to indicate that they have yet to take over fully.
Well, I think it's still in process, and we won't know exactly where it falls out for a little bit of time now. But everything seems like the lights are all green, and it's moving forward, and we're really looking forward to those couple of billion, dollar investment in the Mon Valley to keep those steelmaking jobs there and really grow the presence in our region.
Yeah, Don, and I'm thinking if you're going to invest $2.4 billion into infrastructure, you're not planning to move that anytime soon. And even U.S. Steel's own company at one point were scheduled to do an upgrade, and they moved that south. So for Pittsburgh, the other big thing is we will remain the headquarters for U.S. Steel, and Nippon is going to move their operations from Houston here. So we're going to actually add people.
Yeah, it's a great announcement for the region. And I think that headquarters is really critical. We find a lot of evidence that headquarters locations tend to survive longer and better and receive more investment than sort of peripheral plants. And so Nippon's commitment to the region and to keeping that U.S. Steel presence and growing it is really great news for our economy.
Don, I know you don't have the blueprints access to all the timelines here, but I am curious to know, in general, how long is it going to take, do you think, from the beginning of work to bring up the to bring things up to speed again in the Mon Valley for U.S. Steel? This is multiple years, right?
Yeah, certainly a $2.4 billion investment doesn't happen overnight. And I think there's still a host of permitting and design and other issues that need to be cleared before this goes forward. And I think that's where we need to make sure that we as a region are a good partner and we're helping to facilitate all those decisions and really get this investment to happen as quickly as possible so we can start growing those jobs.
And I know you have relationships with the mayors around the Mon Valley, and they all obviously are very excited about this this move, because without it, who knows what would have happened. Give us some idea of how big a deal is this when you look at the region and what RIDC covers.
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, first of all, for the Mon Valley really needs some more investment. I mean, it really just hasn't experienced some of the same prosperity that other parts of our region have. And so keeping these manufacturing jobs and investment there is critical for the Mon Valley. But I'll also say, you know, we have parks in Duquesne and McKeesport and Turtle Creek and Cary Furnace. This investment in the Mon Valley is going to really support a huge number. We still have a huge number of steel processors and fabricators and people who take the output from U.S. Steel and turn it into, you know, pipes and sheet steel and other kinds of equipment and materials. And so keeping that source of feedstock for those businesses, keeping that employment there, really critical for the Mon Valley and also for all the service businesses, the restaurants, the other kinds of service businesses in the Mon Valley who serve those thousands of workers who work at the Mon Valley plant.
You know, Don, that raises the question for me now about the possibility of new businesses starting up as a result of the activity.
I certainly think it's a possibility, and we certainly will hope and work to make that happen and look for opportunities to capitalize on the fact that there's going to be this investment. It'll be a lot of trade jobs that'll be created during that investment of new plant and equipment. But we also want to bring companies that want to be close to the Nippon U.S. Steel company and work with them. And so I think it's just overwhelmingly positive news for our region's economy.
Yeah, and I highly recommend, if you can, read about RIDC's 70-year history. It's really fascinating in the Pittsburgh Business Times. And a little birdie told me there was a gathering of many of the collective minds last night right here in the city to talk about the details of the deal. So we should see something soon that's definitive, and then see something start to take place where we're starting to move dirt or whatever it is they're going to do.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're out of the waiting period and we're on to, you know, getting it done. And we just need to move quickly to make sure that it happens and happens in its biggest possible way.
Hey, Don, appreciate the time this morning. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. The president of RIDC, Don Smith, who's you couldn't see a smile unless you were watching on the stream, but
right,
good for him.
There's a lot of reasons to smile, and isn't it nice to have a moment or two on our program to talk about good things that are happening?
Yes, especially when you're saving jobs and families can stay together, keep their roots. I mean, yes, there's just so many positive things to take away from this deal for us in the region, and that's what I had hoped for everybody involved in Pittsburgh.
I realize that steel has changed as an industry here in the Pittsburgh area, but still it's the DNA of our economy and our structure. My first introduction to what it was like here was when I was watching the movie The Deer Hunter way back.
That was done in a lot of that was filmed in Clarendon.
And I've rewatched it since moving to Pittsburgh just to familiarize myself. And one of the first drives I made after I moved here was to go out in the Mon Valley and have a look around. And so, you know, to hear Don talking with his enthusiasm and the mayor, this is really, I am excited for what's going to be happening in the Mon Valley.
Yeah, add that to the Homer City construction for the power plant there. Add that to Westinghouse ramping up their nuclear capabilities. Add that to so many other things that are happening. And we are supposed to get major news in July when they have this summit that Senator McCormick has put together about the artificial intelligence and robotics in the region, too. This is good. This is very good. Tamara Rush in studio from the newsroom every morning at this time.
Yes.
Hey, T, what's trending?
What's trending? Leanne Rimes is trending.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Her dental bridge fell out mid-show in Washington, but she quickly popped it back in and kept performing. She later laughed about it on Instagram. Take a listen.
Okay, we're going to do a little story time about how the show must go on. And this is the most epic example of how the show must go on. So last night, I was on stage in the middle of one-way ticket. I feel something pop in my mouth. And if you've been around, you know I've had a lot of dental surgeries. And I have a bridge in the front. and it fell out in the middle of my song last night, to which I panicked and in the middle said, hold on, and ran to the side of the stage and put it back in, like popped it back in, and then just went on singing. And then I just had to get real with everybody and tell them exactly what was happening, or else I would have had to walk off stage. And so for the rest of the show, I was literally like this, pushing my teeth in.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh my God, that is a shame.
Can you imagine?
Okay, no, I cannot imagine. But like she said, the show must go on.
I give her a lot of credit.
Exactly. Whammo, we discussed Whammo.
W-A-M-O.
Listen.
Hip-hop and R&B. Wait.
I remember calling in to Whammo late nights.
Oh?
And you could request songs. Remember that? You would call in and you could request songs overnight. And I would.
Yeah, now everything's instant satisfaction.
No. Satisfaction. I mean, figure that you were young.
You like that?
Yeah. I mean, when you're younger, you would call in and dedicate songs to your boyfriend and love songs. And those are back in the day.
I actually never called in to dedicate songs to my boyfriend, but maybe you guys did. And that's cool.
Oh, my God.
So Larry, it's a big weekend for Whammo, especially tomorrow.
It is. And you're viral. You're going viral on social media. I mean,
who?
You are going viral on social media. I mean, I've worked with you for a very long time. I have never seen you in that moment like that. Oh, it is hilarious. You have to post that.
There was a fundraiser last night at a...
You don't have to explain.
...upscale clothing
but
shop.
But you don't have to explain.
...for the Mac Miller Foundation. And there is a very popular local rapper named
Fed the God,
who's touring with Wiz Khalifa.
That's correct.
He's a Northside guy.
He is.
And my dad grew up on Woods Run in the North Side.
Here
and
we
He ended up, he was doing a guest DJ thing for this charity last night.
I understand.
Nice Liberty, and he said, Larry, come up. And I'm like, I didn't know he wanted me to.
Did you know who Fed the God was before he called you up?
I didn't know who Fed the Dog was. But everybody else knew.
Oh my God. But you have to post that on social media. Is it posted? Come on, Larry. Come out your shell for one.
Darren, people would love to see it. I must admit.
Talk to my producer.
I will absolutely do that. And real quick, Larry, the lantern flies, they're back. They're all over the place again. They're the little nymphs and the little, they're like.
I haven't seen any nymphs.
You know? I was just talking to PJ, and I guess they don't come out your way, your area.
What do you think they don't come out your way?
Oh, my goodness. They're back. And my husband's, for the first time, lightning bugs. They're back.
I saw
one. When's the last time you saw lightning bugs?
Last weekend, I saw a lightning bug.
They are back.
It dawned on me because they were everywhere growing up.
Yes, we would catch them. I would use them as earrings. I would take the
light really?
Off of them. We would put them on as earrings and
rings. Those poor lightning bugs.
But no, where have they been? Where have they gone? Like
they're back.
Just disappear. They're back. They just come and breed again. Or it's just interesting to me. I'm being extremely serious.
This
right
may
now.
Be very revealing, but I remember more flies as a child too. I mean, there's still.
I was going to say something, but it's just not appropriate. Trending with tea. Goodbye.
Trending with tea. Now, Aaron, before Tamira leaves, I'm going to leave it up to you.
What?
If you want to post that viral video of Fed the God. It's very, very popular.
And Larry Richard.
Fed the God, yeah. Okay.
And credit to Amy Mock, man. She caught a golden moment.
I don't know.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Don't have much rhythm, but
hey, you guys are in, you are synchronized in that video.
And again, it was a fundraiser for the Mac Miller Foundation. Just so you know,
disclaimer, do it
for charity. I mean, they had guest DJs, right? Mm-hmm. Celebrity DJs.
One of them being
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey kicked it off.
Yep.
We had Jason Grilley, former Pirates pitching closer, mm-hmm. all-star. We had Jeff Capel, head basketball coach, University of Pittsburgh. We had several others. TJ, the DJ, was our DJ all night.
Right.
And then you had Fed the God come.
Close it out.
And the next thing you know,
you're up there. Mike, sing your face.
For all. See. 825 at KDKA from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser's Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. A lot of plans. Well, we got the 4th of July 3-day weekend just a week from today. And we always talk about the big things going on in and around town. And one of them we discovered a while back was the Super Bowl, Aaron, of naked volleyball in Beaver County at the White Thorn Lodge, which is a clothing. Well, let's find out. Louise, good morning. The former president is with us. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So, been a while.
So glad. Yeah, it has been a while. We talked during COVID because you had to cancel so many things. Wearing masks wasn't optional at that point, let alone anything else. So I know you get all the silly jokes about it, but let's start. Before we get into this Super Bowl of volleyball, explain to people what White Thorn Lodge is and how long has it been around?
White Thorn Lodge has been around for about 60-some years. Started in 1965, where a group of people, you know, basically mortgaged their houses to create this oasis for naturism and nudism. It is a family-friendly, very family-oriented nudist resort where we have over 200 acres of grounds. We have a swimming pool. We have pickleball courts, volleyball courts, bocce courts. There's many trails you could come and hike. So we call it, it's like a little oasis, but it is a family-friendly nudist resort.
And when you say
located right in Darlington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you what, it's been maybe 35 years ago, just after I got to KDK, which is approaching 38 back in the day, Fred Hansberger, our late afternoon host and news director, had the old rainbow machine out there and did a live broadcast, which was entertaining. And of course, you get all the tongue in cheek stuff. But what makes this so attractive for the people who frequent it?
It's just you get to be, honestly, it's probably our amenities, but you get to be one, you know, with nature. You don't, it's very freeing to not wear clothes, to be a nudist. There's nothing at all sexual about it. But, you know, our pool is a huge attraction for people, especially on hot days like today and this past week that we've been having. Just come lounge around. You don't have to worry about a bathing suit and it's just wet and you have to, you know, you've been there, you've been in a pool, you get out of it and then you have to wait for it, just your suit to dry. So that's one big attraction. But, you know, I mean, I recommend people trying it at least once. It's obviously not for everybody, but the thing about what I've found with nudism and the people that you find in the community, it's very body positive. You're not going to find, you know, like your supermodels and people like that. It's just, we're very encouraging. And I've heard numerous people tell you, you know, people are nicer when you're not wearing clothes, just because there's just, you know, there's no barrier there. There's nothing there. You're not guarded, I guess, so to speak.
Well, that said, tell us about the Super Bowl of Naked Volleyball.
Yeah, so we are hosting our 54th year. I know when I talked to you a couple years ago, we were just hosting our 50th year. We did have to cancel the year of COVID, unfortunately. But this is our 54th year, and it is, we do lots of volleyball-related games leading up to the weekend, but the weekend is always the weekend after Labor Day, and it's hosted that same weekend every year. The weekend itself is a sixes tournament where we play on three different surfaces. You can choose between grass courts, hard courts, or sand courts, and you can sign up for, there's various levels from a very novice level all the way up to double A players, and it's could be a little intense at times. A couple years ago, we were supposed to have HBO kind of do a feature, but unfortunately, you know, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not.
Why not? I mean, that's kind of cool.
Well, because the episode never aired because the show that was supposed to be airing it ended up getting canceled off of their network.
Well,
so
we'll bring it back.
Yeah, right? I hope so. Lawyers won't let us have access to the video. So,
I mean, the stuff that's on television now, why not? Innocent Naked Volleyball, a Super Bowl game like this, who wouldn't want to participate?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only thing.
Waiting.
I mean, I'm looking at the list of stuff that you guys do. The state line streak, a 5K run. Aaron, we were talking about running the marathon before.
Right. Now, I'm
Aaron's blushing,
Louise. Louise, honestly, it really, so when you say modest level and up, do you mean, like, can you describe?
Novice.
Okay. I thought you said modest level.
Novice. So, like, you know, very, like, level, sea level.
Right.
Players, very novice, yeah, as far as volleyball goes.
Yes, and then there's bocce, nude cornhole. Nude pickleball.
Cornhole gets competitive too.
Nude yoga.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, people love our nude yoga. We do those on the weekends. This weekend actually is, we are hosting our second annual Super Pickleball Tournament. It is a 2-day tournament. And for those pickleball lovers, it's a great way to come out and play.
My sister Nancy loves pickleball. Maybe I could get her to come out and report,
you know,
for us.
Yeah, well, pickleball is so intense. I'm sure people leave feeling like they did several workouts in one, you know, like a marathon of sports, really.
Yeah,
we have people that love it.
I'm curious, Louise. We're with Louise, by the way, White Thorn Lodge, Darlington, PA, Beaver County is a, how do you describe it? I mean, it's a nudist colony, but I mean, is there a more, you say clothing, how do you describe it?
I describe it as a nudist resort.
Okay, fair enough.
I think colony is kind of an old dated, you know, terminology. It's not a cult.
Okay.
So it's more, you know, based on, like I said, the amenities that we have with our pool, and so we try to, you know, target ourselves more of like a resort type feel.
I got a question though. You have these nude trails. What about ticks and mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes, bug repellent. I mean, bug repellent is your friend, and have somebody as a partner to be your tick checker.
True.
That's the guidance I have. But they do say showering after the trails is a key piece of advice. That also helps the ticks not attach. I mean, obviously it's Pennsylvania. You don't have to be in the woods to be naked to, you know, you could be gardening in your front yard and get a tick on you, but you should just be extra diligent.
All right. Before you go, I once interviewed, remember Tiny Tim, that he sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
I don't remember him.
Oh, he played the ukulele, had really long hair. And he also had a song called What Do You Give a Nudist for Her Birthday? I'm going to send it to you, Louise.
Does he provide the answer?
Okay. Yes, it's good. When is this volleyball tournament?
So the volleyball tournament is the weekend after Labor Day, which is, I am actually looking those dates up for you because I should know that off the top of my head. September 13th and 14th is the actual tournament. It is a kind of like a four-day gate pass, so it technically starts on September 11th.
Okay. And
but as you said, we also have our, you know, 5K, which is at the end of July, which is July 25th through 27th. This race itself is July 26th. So, you know, I want to plug in for our 5K and all of our other wonderful events that we have besides just the volleyball tournament.
Louise, you've been very sweet to fill us in. Thanks for jumping on with us. And we'll check in when we get closer at the end of summer. And that gives everyone time to prepare.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
You got it.
Great talking to you.
You have a great naked weekend.
Ian White News Desk. Thursday was the fifth day in a row with a high at or above 90, which is rare for June. In fact, the last time that happened, Larry, was 1994.
Let's see. What was I doing in 1994? I'm not sure. But it's been a while, yeah. And look, July and August are the hottest months typically, so we have had some summers where we hit triple digits on the thermometer, not
Please,
just the field.
Let's just hope this was it right here, right?
Right.
Some Jefferson Hills residents are going to have their power cut off today while West Penn Power is repairing a damaged conductor.
There's a lot of senior citizens in this area. They're going to have a hard time trying to function without air.
You know, I feel for those folks, but it's one of those things where you got to fix it. If you don't fix it now, you're not going to have power and potentially lose power at other times. So they got to do it.
Yeah, West Penn Power says they can't delay any longer with it. It's underway now. It should be done by 4 p.m. The world's largest rubber duck, six stories tall. It's at Idlewild in Soak Zone through Sunday. And Mama Duck will be joined by the smaller Timmy the duckling, about 10 feet tall.
Well, we didn't have little Timmy when the duck was last in Pittsburgh over a decade ago on the rivers downtown, but it was a big draw, six stories, and it'll be a place for some selfies at Idlewild.
I think there'll be a lot of selfies with Timmy, right?
I can hear it now. Aaron, you'll appreciate this. Families are talking right this minute saying, hey, Mom, will you take us to see that giant rubber duck? You get a drive to
And she brought her little boy with her this time.
Yes, little Timmy. 10 foot tall. All right, Paul, thanks. That's it. Idlewild and Soak Zone out there in Ligonier.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.